ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
It is the Mighty Challenge, the second last one we do together. And I've got five categories and five questions per category. We know what's at stake. If you're around for the very last question, it's a fridge magnet. But if you get 10 in a row, it's a special fridge magnet, a special black fridge magnet, which I'm yet to give away. Now, last night I said, I think this is a really easy one, and we ended up going nearly 15 minutes over. So I'm going to make no claims as to how easy or difficult tonight is. We're just going to discover it together. But if you want to be in it, 1-300-800-222. You have to call. Play along on the text line. You're just not in it for a prize. It's 0467 922 702. The topics for tonight: movies turning 30 this year. Movies celebrating their 30th anniversary in 2026. The next category is, and bingo was his answer, oh. We have abbreviations and acronyms. We have shake, rattle and roll. And our fifth category is cut the mustard. First cab off the rank, George in Freo. George, welcome back to Nightlife.
Hello, Nick. How are you going?
Where would you like to start us off this morning, this evening, this afternoon, wherever?
Sorry, could you just run through them again? I was a bit distracted there for a moment.
That's okay. We have movies that are turning 30 in 2026. We have And Bingo Was His Answer, oh. Abbreviations and acronyms, Shake, Rattle and Roll. And cut the mustard.
I'll try abbreviations, please. Well, just a quick comment. The song you played just before the news, Big Jet Plane, I just wondered what you thought of it the first time you heard it, because I thought it was really strange and not very, you know, not a particularly good record, but it's really grown on me, and it's, you know, I think it's really good.
I loved it from the get-go, but I am glad it's grown on you. I really am, because I think they're a beautiful duo. Abbreviations and acronyms. Yeah. Question number one, which wine is abbreviated to SSB?
Sauvignon Blanc. What is
SSB? Which wine is abbreviated to SSB?
Yeah, my hearing's not very good.
That's okay. I've got a happy to keep.
SSB.
Two S's, S.
Two S's, that's right. Okay, SSB. Yep. Sauvignon Blanc.
I'll take it. It's Semillon Sauvignon Blanc, but we got there, and it's all in it. You had it all there, George. So well done. Yeah, well, question number one. Where would you like to go for question number two?
I'll keep at it, I think. As long as I can hear what you're saying, that's the problem. But anyway.
That's okay. All right. Well, we'll see how far we can get through. There's only so much I can talk louder, unfortunately.
No, that's fine.
In historical dating, what does BCE stand for?
Well, it's before Christ era.
No, not correct, unfortunately. But, George, thank you, and you got us started, and that's the main thing. Anne in Caulfield, welcome back to Nightlife.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm good. How's your night been?
Oh, well, so far, so good.
So far, so good. Let's see if we can make it even better. Well, in historical dating, what does BCE stand for?
Before Common Era.
Before Common Era. Absolutely correct, Anne. Thank you very much. That was question two, done and dusted. We're in the category of abbreviations and acronyms, but I can move you anywhere you would like to go.
Well, I'll stay there, please.
In which country of the United Kingdom does the SNP political party operate?
With that, I'm thinking that's the Irish one. I'll say Northern Ireland.
It is not Northern Ireland, but Anne, thank you. 1-300-800-222. We've got some lines open, I think, and you can keep texting in on 0467-922-702. Justin in Frankston. Justin, welcome to Nightlife.
How are you, man? Sorry about my voice. I think I might have hay fever or I might have a cold, but I'll see how I go.
We'll see how we go. Provided you can understand me and I can understand you, we're going to be happy little campers the whole way through.
I would love to go camping again.
The question is number three in abbreviations and acronyms. In which country of the United Kingdom does the SNP political party operate? Not Northern Ireland. That was Anne's guess.
Okay, so I'm tossing up because the United Kingdom is split into three different countries. So you've got England, Wales and Northern Ireland. So I'm going to go with Wales.
It's not Wales either, unfortunately, Justin, but thank you. Who's getting it right on the text line? Raquel, yes. Fran, yes. Diana, no. Katrina, yes. And Alan and Cumnock, you're getting it right as well. Kylie and Daysdale, welcome. How are we?
Oh, g'day, mate. Look, I think I'm going to have a little stab in the dark here. Is it Scotland?
It is absolutely Scotland. Scotland is the country of the United Kingdom where the SNP political party operates. Good on you, Kylie. Thank you. Where would you like to go? Do you want to stay in this category or move on?
Yes, please, mate. Thank you.
YOLO stands for you only live what?
Twice.
No, it's not, Kylie, but thank you. It's very, very nice to hear your voice. 1-300-800-222. Many people coming in with Scotland on the text line. Yep, no, Anne, absolutely correct. Yes, you're all right. 0467-922-702. Lorenzo, welcome back to Nightlife.
Thank you, Nick. Hello to all the Nightlife listeners.
How's your evening been so far? Good?
It's pretty warm out here, but Nick, I have to say, truly an honour to stand on the shoulder of giants. Anne from Caulfield, George from Fremantle. I'm not worthy, but I'm gonna continue anyway.
So the question you're up to, we're in the single category of abbreviations and acronyms. YOLO. It stands for you only live what?
Once.
You only live once. YOLO. Absolutely correct, Lorenzo. Thank you. One question left in this category, or I can move you around wherever you would like to go. I can give you the categories again if you need them.
No, can I stay with this category, please, the abbreviation?
Absolutely can. You can put it to bed for me if you want to. ME is the abbreviation for which US state?
Oh, crikey. Did you say ME?
I said ME.
ME. Well, I guess there's Michigan, Minnesota, ME, Minnesota.
Not Minnesota, but Lorenzo, please stay safe. The heat wave coming our way, and particularly around your state, is going to be a nasty one. We'll talk more about that in the next hour as well. 1-300-800-222. We'll go to Trevor in Croydon Park. Trevor, welcome to Nightlife.
Oh, hey, Nick.
How have you been?
Oh, have you got all night?
give me the one sentence answer.
Well, my dear late dad used to say, "Still above the ground."
As I've seen, I think I've said it to you before. Sometimes you've got to count your blessings where you can find them. Let's see.
Absolutely, yeah.
Your question here, and we're in the last question of abbreviations and acronyms. ME is the abbreviation for which US state?
The lobster state, Maine.
Maine is the correct answer, Maine. Paul, you got it right on the text line. So did Marie, so did Elaine, so did Frank, so did Marie, so did Sue. Very popular on the text line. You've just said goodbye.
A little bit of fun trivia about Maine.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what it is?
No. You tell me the trivia.
It's the only one-syllable state.
Did not know that at all. Utah, Maine. Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it's very good. So, we're down to just four categories. I can move you to movies that are turning 30 in 2026, the oddly named category, and bingo was his answer, We've got Shake, Rattle and Roll, and we've got Cut the Mustard. Where would you like to go, Trevor?
Well, I think my memory's reasonable for 30 years ago, so let's go to the movies.
Which science fiction disaster movie was the highest grossing movie of 1996?
Ooh. Yeah. There are a couple of sort of asteroid impact movies, and I'm thinking of the one with Bruce Willis, and I can't think of its name. Oh. Anyhow.
You're going to have a guess, or we'll pass
no,
on?
We'll pass. I'd give you that as my answer if I could think of its name.
No, that's okay. Trevor, thank you, and I hope the week gets better for you. And on the text line, is anyone getting this one correct? Not yet. 1-300-800-222. Sorry, I tell a lie. It's just coming through now. Marie, yes. Ray, yes. You're both getting this absolutely correct. We'll see if Julian in Melbourne can help out. Julian, welcome to Nightlife.
Ahoy, how are you?
I'm good. You're in the movies category. We're talking about movies that are turning 30 in 2026. And the question is, which science fiction disaster movie was the highest grossing movie of 1996?
I'm pretty sure it was Independence Day.
And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Independence Day was the answer we were looking for. You couldn't get away from it in 1996. It was everywhere.
I tried.
You did try. A few people had suggested Armageddon, and no, I think that was a couple of years later, to be honest. But Independence Day was just absolutely huge. Julian, staying in this category or moving you around?
I'm fascinated by Cut the Mustard, but I don't know why.
Because why not? It's just such a great name for a category.
I don't have an answer.
All right.
Let's find out.
Let's find out together. Mustard Seed the Fairy is a character from which Shakespearean play?
You for real?
Yep.
Okay. playing it safe as one does. I can hear you breaking up there.
Sorry.
No, all forgiveness given. Shall we go A Midsummer Night's Dream for safety's sake?
I think we should, because it's the correct answer. A Midsummer Night's Dream. You'll have peas, blossom, mustard seed, and, of course, that merry wanderer of the night, Robin Goodfellow, as well. Now we know what Cut the Mustard is about, Julian.
It feels more literal than I was expecting, to be fair.
Are we staying in it, or would you like to move around?
Let us mustard.
According to the Mustard of Burgundy Industry Group, approximately how much mustard does the average French person eat in 1 year?
Could you make this any more obscure than you just have?
I don't think I could. I genuinely don't think I could.
Am I allowed to have a bandwidth of between X and Y?
No, because I'll lose my job if I start giving hints out on the mighty quiz on Nightlife.
Yeah, well, I challenge you on that, but, yeah, I respect your position on the list. How much? Repeat the question for me.
With the greatest of pleasure, because it's a boondoggle of a question. I love it. According to the Mustard of Burgundy Industry Group, approximately how much mustard does the average French person eat in a single year?
And I'm not allowed to know what the units are measured in, at least. Like, I feel like we've got a clash of both industry and culture here. So
all I would say is that presumably if you are buying mustard in a jar that has a weight on it, we'd be talking about a unit of weight.
Yeah.
Can I say that people are there are genuinely correct answers coming in on the text line on this? Yeah. Cheryl's got it right. Jane's got it right. A few overestimations, a few underestimations. Oh, actually, no underestimations yet, but we're around. Yep.
How much mustard is consumed per year
by the average French person? By the average French person. So it's
an average French person. Can I have clarification on whether I'm allowed to go in pounds or kilograms, please?
Let's keep it metric. How about that?
That was very kind of you.
Come on, we're going to need an answer.
Yeah, you are. I'm going to go a square kilogram if there is such a thing. I'm punting.
You're saying a square kilogram?
Hang on. I feel like I've boondoggled my boondoggle.
Yeah, that's an unusual measurement.
Sounds like I'm talking in square meters now. I will go a kilo, and I will take a lucky punt.
You're going to say a single kilo?
I think so.
Then that is the correct answer. One kilogram of mustard is what the average French person eats in a single year. We had people suggesting 15 kilo, 500 grams. More than a few people were absolutely right, though, and on the money. A kilo. And yes, thank you, the person who texted in, just crazy question. It was a crazy question. Julian, two for two, staying in mustard. Sure.
Oh,
three for three. Sorry, three for three.
Can I have the categories available to me? Please?
Cut the mustard.
Gun-shy of mustard.
No, good. Cut the mustard, shake, rattle, and roll. Movies that are turning 30, and bingo was his answer,
Shake, rattle, and roll feels vaguely musical. Can I get clarification on whether it is?
No. You can't then, because maybe it is and maybe it isn't, and unlike cut the mustard. We'll move you into it. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. They are the first lines of which song?
Bear with. You are rattling the brain. Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Great Balls of Fire was the answer I was looking for, Julian. You have just knocked down your fourth question. Are we staying in Shake, Rattle and Roll?
Let's be brave.
Also known as Sea Trials, what name is given to a cruise in which the performance of a naval ship is tested before it enters service?
Can I have that again, please? That's weird.
No, it's okay. I'll give it to you one more time. Also known as Sea Trials, what name is given to a cruise in which the performance of a naval ship is tested before it enters service?
This is genuinely bleak.
I mean, it's called the Mighty Challenge, not the Easy Quiz. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, to be fair, Philip would turn me away at this point, wouldn't he?
Well, I will get you to throw in an answer soon so we can move on.
All right, fair. To which phase?
Also known as Sea Trials, what name is given to a cruise in which the performance of a naval ship is tested before it enters service?
Shakedown.
Shakedown Cruise is what the answer I was looking for. Shakedown is absolutely correct, Julian.
Okay, I see where you're going.
That is five questions. Are we staying here? Are we moving on?
I'm now feeling braver about mustard, would you believe?
Okay, we'll go back to mustard. I'm going to get you to answer quicker this time, okay?
Okay, I'll do my best.
In 1866, Jeremiah Coleman became the official mustard maker to whom?
Oh, no, I can't. I cannot, but I wish whoever receives this The very best of mustard luck.
You've done very well, Julian. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you to Susan, who got Shakedown Cruise absolutely correct. And I might have to play Great Balls of Fire. There's a lot of love on it on the text line for that particular piece of music. We have completed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions. Let's see where we go to now. Helen, welcome to Nightlife. You've been very patient on the line.
Hello, Nick.
How are you?
I'm hopeless at the Nightlife questions, but I wanted to take the opportunity to say how well you've done the quiz every night and how we've enjoyed you.
Helen, that's a genuinely sweet thing to hear, and thank you. I know it's been a bit different. I know some people will be very happy to have it back to normal, but
really
thank
nice.
You.
So thanks for that.
That's okay. Would you like to have a guess while you're here?
I'm hoping the answer might be the Queen.
I'm going to need some specifics, unfortunately.
Oh, damn. Well, I have to say Victoria.
Queen Victoria is the correct answer. In 1866, Jeremiah Coleman became the official mustard maker to Queen Victoria. Who's been getting that right? Harry in the Bay, yes. Alan, yes. Mads, yes. Ray in the Bay, yes. Congratulations, Helen. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
We can stay in this category, or we can go to Shake, Rattle and Roll.
Let's go back to that one.
We're staying in Mustard?
No, the Shake, Rattle and Roll.
Oh, please. Rattle and Hum is a 1988 album from which Irish band?
Oh, I'm hoping it's the Pogues.
It's
probably
not
isn't.
The Pogues. That would be great, though. I'm a bit of a Pogues fan. Helen, you've been very kind, and it was very lovely to hear from you, and thank you. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Don't stop texting in 0467-922-702. Dion in Adelaide. Dion. Oh, hang on. Let's try this one more time. Dion in Adelaide. Dion, welcome to Nightlife. Yeah.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm good. How have you been going with the heat in your part of the world?
Oh, to be honest, I really, really am not enjoying it. But,
no.
You know, yeah, but you just have to get through it, I suppose.
You do, unfortunately. I've got two more days of it here in Victoria as well, and I think it's going to be a bit of a nasty one. Hey, question is in the category of Shake, Rattle and Roll. Rattle and Hum is a 1988 album from which Irish band?
That is U2. She's a candle burning my room. Needle spoon over the counter with a shotgun. Pretty soon, everybody got one. I'm a needle, I'm beside her.
Rattle and Hum was huge for U2. They had big hits, but that was a massive album for them right around the globe. Congratulations and thank you. That was question number 12 down. Staying in Shake, Rattle and Roll, moving into Cut the Mustard. No one's touched and Bingo was his answer, oh. And we've got plenty left in movies that are turning 30.
Yeah, could we go to that one, please? Because I was a kid then, so I should be able to get some.
I reckon some of these might have been exactly the sort of stuff you were watching as well, Dion. The 1996 action movie The Rock is set in which famous prison?
Oh, well, I'll just guess Alcatraz.
Alcatraz is the correct answer on that. Okay. I have been out to Alcatraz in a trip to San Francisco once, and they do an audio tour that is one of the best things I've ever done. It's really good.
Wow, it's on an island, isn't it?
Yeah. Right in the middle of the harbour.
Right, okay.
And that's why it was so hard to get out of, but thank you. Dion, you are 2 for 2. We can stay in movies, we can move you around. What would you like to do?
Oh, I'm happy to stay in movies, thanks.
Which 1996 movie is rated PG-13 in the US for intense depiction of very bad weather?
Oh, that would have to be Twister.
Twister is the correct answer on that one as well. I watched the sequel recently, Twisters, and I didn't mind it. It was fun.
I haven't seen it. It's a long time coming.
It's a very long time coming. It only came out like a year or two ago. I'm guessing that you want to stay in this category, Dion?
Yeah, if it ain't broke.
Yeah, all right. God Help the Outcasts, Topsy Turvy, and A Guy Like You are songs from which 1996 Disney film?
Oh, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. You're the ballerina, she wants ooh-la-la, and she wants you-la-la. She will discover, guy, you're one heck of a guy.
Hunchback of Notre Dame, a very unlikely Disney animated musical, I have to say, but there you go. Adrian at Bella Vista saying he's also done the Alcatraz walking tour, the audio tour, and it was good. It was heaps of fun. We've got one question left in movies. Dion, do you want to stay here?
Yes, that would be great. Thanks.
Oh, I'm very happy about that. This will be, you've got four in a row at the moment. So Slam Evil and The Ghost Who Walks, The Man Who Cannot Die, were taglines for which 1996 superhero movie?
Oh, okay, this might be my undoing. Slam Evil, The Ghost Who Never Dies. What was it? What was the tagline?
Slam Evil and The Ghost Who Walks, The Man Who Cannot Die.
Man Who Cannot Die. Superhero. It wasn't Superman. You know what? I'm going to have to pass.
That's okay. Dion, you've been a lot of fun, and thank you very much for getting us through nearly all of the movies. 1-300-800-222 if you're going to play along. Otherwise, I'm watching the text line. Don't worry about it. I'm keeping an idea on it. Go for it. We'll go over to Karen. Hello, Karen. Karen, are you still with me? Hello, Karen. No, I'm going to have to let Karen go, unfortunately. We'll go to Trish instead. Trish, tell me you're still with me.
Yeah.
Trish, how are you? How's your evening?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good. All right. You're in a category. You're in the final question of movies that are turning 30. Yep. The question is, Slam Evil and The Ghost Who Walks, The Man Who Cannot Die, they were taglines for which 1996 superhero movie?
I'm just guessing The Phantom.
The Phantom is better than a guess. It's the right answer. That's exactly what we wanted.
Who this year I've got? Yeah.
Well done. So we put two categories down already. Yep. So I'm going to have to move you on. We've got two questions left in Cut the Mustard. We've got two questions left in Shake, Rattle and Roll. And no one has had a crack in the oddly named category. And Bingo was his answer,
I'll take the Bingo one.
Oh, Trish.
If I get it wrong, you've got to give it to me. Come on.
I admire your boldness on this. Thank you for that. I'm really looking forward to this. Question number one in the Bingo category.
Yep.
In Bingo calls, which number is Dirty Knees?
Is not 33.
33 is actually the right answer. Dirty Knees,
oh my 33. God.
Trish, well done. Woo. 2-2. Where would you like to go next?
Oh, let's play Bingo. Go on.
Bingo is the youngest sister of which cartoon dog?
Oh. Bluey.
Bluey is the older sister of Bingo in the, dominating kids animated series, Bluey. Bingo, actually, yes, thank you very much. 3-3. Staying in this category, Trish?
I'll give it another bell.
All right. Fat Lady with a Walking Stick is a traditional Bingo call for which number?
81.
81 is the correct answer. I apologise for that. Anyway, 81. We staying here?
Yeah.
I'm just going to roll you through. I feel like you're going to put this whole category to bed by yourself. This is very exciting to me.
Don't tell anybody I've been to Bingo.
This one? Bingo is a dialect of which Asian language?
I'll just go with Balinese.
Not Balinese, but Trish, I had fun, and thank you. 1-300-800-222. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19 questions down. There's got to be an easier way for me to keep track of that than that. If you think you know the answer to this one, call in 1-300-800-222. Don't be afraid to keep texting in. I'm watching the text line 0467-922-702. Richard in Wollongong, welcome back.
Yeah, how are you doing? Thanks.
How are you? You been well?
Yeah, no, fantastic. Yeah, lovely day here on the coast.
Lovely. The question you are up to in the category of "and bingo was his answer, oh," bingo is a dialect of which Asian language?
I was there on Sunday to have a bit of a see, Japan.
Japanese is the correct answer. It is a dialect Japanese. Were you there, did you just say?
No, I'm going on Sunday.
Oh, you're going on Sunday. How long are you going for?
Oh, it's nine days, yes. Well, 7 days on the snow, a couple of days in Tokyo, yeah.
That's lovely. Are you conversationally fluent? Do you muddle through in the language?
Please and thank you. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I've been just my sixth visit. I probably should do Duolingo or something. But the Japanese, after they had the Olympics there, it's amazing how, articulate they are. And they're so polite that you can get away with very little. But and I don't speak any bingo.
Well, I've only been through once. I was in Tokyo for just a single night on a work trip many, many years ago, but was a bit blown away. I was there in February. It started snowing on me, and the weather was quite wild, actually.
You're not a skier?
Pardon?
You're not a skier?
No, I'm not a skier at all. I've never done a snow sport ever. In fact, that was one of the four times I've seen snow in my life. I feel like it's something I've got to take up, but anyway. We're in the category of "and bingo was his answer, oh." There's only one question left here, or I can move you back into "shake, rattle and roll" or "cut the mustard."
I actually ran for the music, but let's go back to "shake, rattle and roll."
Shake, rattle and roll. Shaking beef or beef lok lak is a dish that originated in which Southeast Asian country?
Thailand.
Did you say Thailand?
I did.
Sorry, Richard. Not right, but I hope you have a really, really fun and safe trip to Japan. 1-300-800-222. We have only got 5 questions remaining. We might be under time. I feel a bit guilty now because we were so over time last time. We went into nearly 15 minutes into the next hour. But we've got 5 questions remaining. I should say, yes, many people. In fact, Frank, you were about as correct on that bingo dialect question as anyone has been. You drilled right down to the region on that. Jane, you were correct as well. Dave's in Falconbridge. Dave, welcome to Nightlife.
Hey, Nick. Hope you're having fun.
I am having fun. Are you having a good evening?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good. You're in the category of shake, rattle and roll. And the question is, shaking beef or beef lok lak is a dish that originated in which Southeast Asian country?
I think I've had shaking beef. It might be Vietnamese.
Vietnam, absolutely the correct answer. Vietnamese. I've had it myself, and it is actually very, very tasty. Have you been over there, or did you just have it locally?
No, I just had it on George Street.
Yeah, I would have had it on, on King Street in Newtown. There used to be a very good Vietnamese restaurant that shut down many, many moons ago, but they did it the first time I'd had it. I should say that we're getting it correct from Jane, Mads, No, Adrian, no, and Amanda, no. Some surprise misses on that one. One question left in shake, rattle, and roll, Dave, or I can move you to cut the mustard or back to "and bingo was his answer, oh."
I'll stay there.
Which reptile belongs to the genus Crotalus?
Crotalus?
that was the sound of disgust. I like that.
Well, pick a reptile. monitor lizard.
Not the monitor lizard, but Dave, thank you. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Glenn in Penrith. Glenn, how's your night?
Oh, g'day, Nick. How are you going? Pretty good, thanks, mate.
You had a good one?
Yeah. Just watched the cricket all day and the cricket the night, and a bit of tennis.
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah. Cricket went on.
Yeah, well, the test.
Mm.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting day tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it really will be.
Well, if England lose their last 2 wickets quickly, they're pretty much all over. But they might battle on and put on an extra few and then roll us on. I don't know. But I think we're absolutely certain, is that?
Well, my fingers are crossed on it. So I'm just looking at the text line. Who's getting this correct? Adrian, yes. Joe in Mount Dandenong. Mads, yes. Lane, no. Jim, no. And Maurice, no. The question is, which reptile...
Probably a Glenn, no, as well.
Which reptile belongs to the genus Crotalus?
I'll just say a snake.
I need it to be more specific.
Oh. I don't know. What's the first snake I can think of? A rattlesnake.
Yes, a rattlesnake is the correct answer, Glenn. don't forget, you're in the category shake, rattle and roll.
Oh, yeah. Rattlesnake. I didn't even think of that.
Well done. You got there, mate. I'm quite impressed.
Sometimes you lose track of what category it is when you...
I know.
...think of the answer.
I know.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? Because the category name can be such a big clue sometimes.
Yeah,
Adrian got it right.
When you hear shake, rattle and roll, yeah. You immediately think you're going to get all these music questions.
Straight up. The quiz will always go, whew, straight off to the side.
Yeah, I know. And that's good. That's the good thing about it, yeah.
Well, it's fun. Stella, you got it right. Sonia, you got it right.
Twig to me.
Rosa, sadly no. All right, so I have to move you on because that was the last one in that category. But we've got cut the mustard, or we've got and bingo was his answer. Oh,
and bingo. I've only heard the last bingo question with the Japanese one. What is it? Bingo is his
answer. Oh, the category is called and bingo was his answer. Oh.
Bingo was his answer. Oh, right. I'll get rid of the mustard. Go that one.
You're going to go that one? All right.
Yeah.
Here Comes Herbie is a modern bingo call for which number?
Oh, Here Comes Herbie.
Here Comes Herbie. It's a modern bingo
call.
Yeah,
that'd be whatever Herbie the Volkswagen's love bug number. What was his number again? 44.
Not 44.
No, I'm trying to think of what it was.
No, well, I'm going to have to fade you down in case you blurt it out now that you got it wrong. But, Glenn, I hope that's a good day tomorrow for you as well. We'll go to Dave in St. Arnaud. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you, Nick?
Yeah, good, mate. Really good. The question is...
First one, the Alcatraz tour, I third that. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was so good. It's just so well put together. It's really well, edited and everything in between. But you kind of walk your way through. They tell you to stop. They tell you to look in. Pictures, paint you this incredible audio description of what's been happening.
It was incredible. Yep.
Yeah, really love it. All right. Final question in this category. And bingo was his answer. Oh, Here Comes Herbie. It's a modern bingo call for which number?
Oh, and next time Glenn's in St Arnaud, I'll buy him a cup of coffee because I would have had no idea, but I know Herbie's number 53.
Number 53 is right. There you go, Glenn. Next time you're in, it's a beautiful part of Victoria, so next time you're around there, get in, have a cup of coffee on Dave.
Absolutely, 100%.
Mate, there's only two questions left.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, indeed. Oh, sorry, just give me 2 seconds to look at the text line. Bruce, Diana, Dan, Mads, Erina, and Anne, yes, all getting the Herbie question correct. I haven't watched the Herbie movie in ages. They were the sort of thing they'd wheel out, make us watch at school. It was always a lot of fun, actually. All right, here we go. Two questions left in Cut the Mustard. Nicholas Charvy is reportedly the last remaining mustard maker in which French city?
Let's go Dijon.
Dijon is the answer. There is only one mustard maker apparently left in the city of Dijon, which feels absolutely wrong.
It does. Yeah, incredibly wrong.
But there you go. Nicholas Sharvey, reportedly the last remaining mustard maker in the city of Dijon.
This always makes me nervous.
It is the final question, Dave. Sitting comfortably?
I'm sitting comfortably this time of night.
Good. Which Himalayan country is the world's leading producer of mustard seeds?
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, Himalayan country. Let's go Nepal.
No hesitation, swooping in, straight into it. Nepal. Dave, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
What are you up to for the next couple of days? What are you doing with yourself? Are you still on holidays or are you back at work?
I've got annual leave, but we've got a few, we've got a few fires and stuff going on up here, so just helping out around there. So
yeah, I've been watching what's been happening around Longwood and everywhere quite a lot of retention, Avenel as well, so there's some pretty bad fires in the area. Well,
we're up near Stuart Mill towards Sanana there. There's one going today, but it's supposed to get pretty bad on Friday, so we're just going to cross our fingers and hope everyone's safe and... Yeah.
Well, it's all we can do, and you do keep an eye on it like this. You know, we're going to be talking about it in the next hour, but we're looking at some parts of Australia, they're coming into the worst heat waves we've seen since 2019, since Black Summer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was made mention today. There was a couple of blokes saying there's reminds them very much of the forecast for Friday, very much like Black Saturday. So,
Has it been dry where you've been as well?
Yeah. We've had a few showers come through, but it's everything. You look around, everything's really well cured. As dry as can be. So,
it's the real concern at the moment, a very big one. And I see it around here in the Goulburn Valley, like there's a fair bit of dry, even with that last kind of heavy showers we had towards the end of the year.
And that's the problem, though. That causes the grass to sprout and grow, and then it dries off, and all of a sudden you've got a higher fuel load. And, the little bit of rain, the spurts, cause...
It's more of an issue. And there's not even enough there for anyone who's actually trying to get crops in or anything. It's all too late when it comes through.
Yeah, exactly. And, people that are doing hay, they've got the issues with, moisture and all the rest. And,
I hadn't thought about that. I'm actually surprised we haven't seen more hay bale fires, given that we've had that bit of wetness and the way they can heat up.
We've had a couple up around this area. It's been happening a little bit, but anyway, we'll hope for the best.
We will absolutely hope for the best. We'll keep an eye on it. And Dave, stay on the line, mate. We'll get all your details and get a fridge magnet out your way. Thank you. Sorry, Amanda, it was not the perfect night for you, but I had a lot of fun as well. Adrian, very kind words. Thank you very much. Same with you, Diana and Marie as well. I've been really enjoying being able to do the Mighty Challenge. I think back now to my very, very first one when my little heart rate monitor, my little Fitbit, told me I was absolutely spiking. Apparently, I had a heart rate like I was running a marathon. I was so nervous about doing it. But I had a bit of fun with that one. Glenn from Penrith saying, Dave, seeing as you won, we better have a couple of beers after the coffee as well.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.